glory to the Lord. You have turned on again to watch Clear Vision. And my name is Rose, and I am so excited to get to be with you again today and every day that we're together. God has a plan. He has great plans for your life, and it's His job to work out His plan for you. So as you continue to watch today or tonight, whatever time this program's on, we're going to be talking about God's plan and how that plan's going to work in your life for your good and not your harm. In Jesus' name, we'll see you in just a minute. God bless you and stay tuned.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus' Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
Glory to the Lord. I am so excited about being with you and about talking about the plan of the Lord for you and the plans of the Lord for you. You see, God has a plan and He has plans. And as I was praying in the Spirit here a minute ago, just to myself, the Lord spoke so clearly to me. He said, "It's my job, Rose, to work out my plan for my children." Beloved, let me say that again. You've got to hear this. It is my job to work out my plan for you. See, we get all tore up when we think about living for God and living the way God would have us and doing what God would have us do, and how do we do that, and if we can do it, and how can I be forgiving, and how can I be understanding, and how can I be in that place that everybody says God wants you to be. But see, God has His own plan. And that plan that He has, I just couldn't hardly stand still over here a minute ago. He has to work that plan out. It's His job. So that means that my job and your job is to believe. That's the only job we have. Now, there are things we're going to take action on in believing that plan. But let's look real quick at Jeremiah 29, 11, 12, 13, and 14. And start there to understand the beginning of God's plan, okay, and His plans. He says, "For I know the thoughts and plans and plans, thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me." That word seek means you will require me. See, we don't need to talk about seeking the Lord like we don't know where He is, like hide and seek. We're seeking the Lord because that word means to require me. "Then you will require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity and gather you from all the nations." You may be held captive today. Someone is watching that's held captive in bondage to drugs. You're held captive in bondage to alcohol addiction. You're held bondage and captive to believing that you're worth nothing. You have no self-worth. Your self-worth is zero. You think you're not worth anything. You may be held in bondage to a past that you just can't seem to shake. You've been married before, you've divorced. Or maybe you're going through a divorce and you're living in a past with a relationship with a loved one that you're not being able to forgive. Honey, those are not God's plans. Those are not God's ideas and His thoughts for you. God has thoughts for you beyond anything you can dream. In Ephesians 3:20, He says, "I will do for you far above and beyond anything you dare pray, ask, think, hope, dream, or imagine." That's the God of the universe. That's the God Creator, your Father. That's the God that loves you with all His strength. He has these incredible plans for your good and for not your harm. So if there are things in your life that are causing you to be in harmful situations or harmful circumstances, if there are decisions that you've made that keep you bound in those things, stop right now. Stop right now where you are. And let's start saying out loud, Father, I thank you that your plans for me are for my good and not my harm. Your plans are that I walk in divine health, not just good health, but divine health. Divine health meaning that not that you never have an occasion or an opportunity or a presentation to you to be sick or have a health problem, but you have the power, you have the knowledge of the power of authority of God for you in your life, to the point that when that thing tries to come against you, whether it's a financial loss, an emotional breakdown or barrier, a financial barrier, or a spiritual or a physical thing, you say to that thing, you speak to it, and you say, I refuse the right for you to be in my life. Whatever this thing is, I don't know what it is. I don't have to know what it is. You and I only have to know who God is, because God is greater in you and he's greater in me than anything on this earth. His plans are that we would be in dominion. We would be in authority. We would take his authority within us and we would exercise it and say, Lord, I praise you that I can speak to this mountain. I can say to this mulberry tree, this sycamine tree, I can say whatever is in your word, and I can come before you, Father, and I can speak your word and expect you to honor your word according to your plan. See, God designed us. He designed you. He designed me. And he didn't design me to live in despair. He didn't plan for me to live in trouble and torment. He planned for me to live in his love and grace and mercy. He planned for me to live a blessed life. And I know how easy that is to say. And when you think, well, that's easy, Rose, for you to say, because you don't know my situation. Honey, I don't have to know your situation. I know the God that knows about your situation. I know the God that has decided long before you were born that he has good plans for you and plans to bring good into your life and bless you so you can be his blessing. I know that God. And if you've reached the end of your rope today, you don't know how else you're going to go on. You don't know what else you're going to do about a circumstance. You've done everything you know to do. You've even prayed all you know to pray. You've cried out to God all you can cry out. You've figured it every way you could figure it, upside down and inside out. Well, God has a plan, and his plan is to meet your need according to his riches and glory. Stay with me. Come back after the product offer. I'll see you in a minute.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus' Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
I just love Bob. He's on the camera that I'm looking at right now. He is just the greatest encourager ever was, and he's encouraged me right now to continue speaking about this big plan God has for you. And I want to read you out of Jeremiah 1, 5. And this is part of God's plan in your life, sweetheart. I want you to hear this and I want you to understand God is not going to not honor his plans for you. His plans are exciting. He has plans beyond anything you can dream. And you don't have to be afraid of his plans because they're not going to do anything but help you. He says here, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and I set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. If you're sitting at home right now watching this broadcast, or maybe you're in a hotel room, you can't imagine that, can you? Being a prophet to the nations. But see, every time you speak, every time you say something, you're speaking words that are energy, and they go out into the atmosphere, and they bring life or death to whoever you're speaking to, and they bring it to yourself. So let's go on down here, and it says, "And the Lord said, you shall go to all to whom I shall send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. And then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said, behold, I have put my words in your mouth." If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you love the Lord, which you do if you know him, then he has put his words in your mouth. He has put the very words of his Father God in your heart and mind to come out of your mouth so that you can have the fulfillment of the plans that God has for you. Nobody wants to go through their life in despair. No one really ever wants that. I've done tremendous amounts of jail and prison ministry. And I can't believe it sometimes when I hear people say, "Well, those people in there, they just there because that's where they want to be. Or they did just exactly what they wanted to do." Yes, we do make decisions and we do what we want. But sometimes we make those decisions based on wrong information. We make decisions based on past things that we don't understand, that we shouldn't have made those decisions on. We make our decisions sometimes based on the influence of people who said the wrong thing to us, who told us the wrong thing. That's why it's so important to know this word for yourself. That's why it's so important to study this word, the word of God, and know in the Bible what God is saying to you. God's not going to tell me a complete exact opposite of something that he tells you about the same thing, but he has different plans for different people in specific things of maybe the way that you go do something. God told me a long time ago when the Mercy House Ministries of my ministry in Kentucky started that I could go out on the street corner with a cup and that had scriptures, little scriptures on pieces of paper in it, and hand those scriptures out from that cup if that's what I wanted to do. His plans were greater than that for me, but that was not going to be against his plan for me to minister the power of his word. Do you see what I'm saying? God doesn't care how you minister the power of the word as long as you are ministering it, as long as you are speaking it over your life and the life of your loved ones. Let's take a minute real quickly and look at Ephesians. We're going to look at Ephesians 2, 6 through 10. And we may have to come back into that when we come back from our little break. But let's start out with Ephesians 2 and verse 6. "And he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with him. And in the heavenly sphere, by the virtue of our being in Christ, Jesus the Messiah, the Anointed One. And he did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches of his free grace, his unmerited favor and his kindness and goodness of heart toward us in Christ Jesus. For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved and delivered from judgment and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith." You see, beloved, you have to believe. Your part is to believe. God's job is to bring his plan to pass. Salvation occurred over 2,000 years ago when Christ hung on the cross, when he hung there and died, and then went in the grave, was resurrected, went in the pit of hell, spent 3 days, and came back out. Salvation was provided and created before that, but occurred right then. Somebody may call me and say, "Oh, I want you to pray for my loved one to be saved." And I say, "No, I'm not going to pray for your loved one to be saved, because your loved one was saved 2,000 years ago. And I'm not going to put the Lord back on the cross. But I will pray that your loved one receive their salvation." You see the difference in how important words are? We have got to learn how to speak the things that God says for us to speak the way he says. It's in that time. We're in tormenting times now, folks. We're in torrential times of the end of the last days. And we are being asked by God to step up to the plate, to stand in the power of Him, to walk in the understanding of His Word. And it's His job to give me that understanding. It's not up to me to figure it out. I don't have to get up every day and say, "Oh God, how am I going to understand Your Word today on this? Or where am I going to find this today?" God will show me. God has shown me as I've taught here in this meeting, in this message, and in this television broadcast. He's shown me every time what I need to say and how I need to say it in His Word. It's His job and His plan to give me the Word. It's His plan to feed me. It's His plan to provide for me. It's His plan to lift me up, to encourage me. It's His plan for me to agree with Him. It's His plan. And it's His plan for you to agree with Him. In the name of Jesus right now, before we take our break, I ask that you begin to agree with God before we come back. And I'll see you in just about two or three more minutes or seconds or however long it is. And we'll go on further and understand more of how you can be in God's plan.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus' Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus' Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
Thank you for staying with us, and I just love to have a good time. And I know sometimes people come and they'll say to me, "They can't anybody be as happy as you are." But yes, there can, honey, because I've made a decision. I've made a decision to walk in the plans of God and to be happy, and that's what we're talking about today. This program's all about God's plans, and His plans are that I be in joy in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's what God told me in 1994, and He told me that through Mother Teresa. I was a whiny, complaining, crying, screaming, throw myself on the floor girl. And I was yelling at God at the top of my voice, why this and why that and when that and is this and is that and surely not now. And God just finally, and I said, "If You're trying to kill me, God, You just need to go ahead and do it." And the Lord said, "I'm not trying to kill you, Rose. You are, and the enemy is." You see, beloved, we have an enemy. And he wants to destroy your joy. He wants to destroy your walk with God. He wants to destroy your life, your children's lives, your jobs, your businesses, your ministries, your pastorship in a church. He wants to destroy and kill all of it. But he has no authority. God's plans were and are that his authority was taken away from him when Jesus died. And when Jesus died, he went into the pit of hell, and he took away the authority of the enemy. He destroyed and busted apart. That word destroy means bust apart, means to annihilate, put into pieces. So the enemy's not even all in one piece, actually. Isn't that amazing to find that out? God has plans. And I was screaming at the Lord, and he said, "Who would you like to thank, Rose? Who would you like to be a blessing to?" And I was real smart aleck, folks. I said, "I think Mother Teresa might be a good idea. I like her pretty good." The Lord said, "Then write her and tell her." So I got my paper out after I got over hearing that, and I wrote a letter to Mother Teresa, and I thanked her for her love of God. I thanked her for her work in the world and helping homeless and hurting people. And I asked her to let me come to India. 2 weeks later, there was a little letter laying on my desk. And that letter said, "Dear Rose, thank you for your love of Jesus. You may go to the Missionaries of Charity in Jenkins, Kentucky, and help the sisters there." And she said further, "Never let anything so despair you that it robs you of your joy." Beloved, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when you let circumstances come after you, and you sit back and let people and things and ways that people do things in the world roll over top of you, you're going to be smashed down by that. You're going to be wondering how to get out of this attitude and that attitude and wondering why God isn't doing something. That's what this program is about. This program is about the clear vision of God. And I've even gone so far as to do a little magazine about it. Right here it is, and if you want a copy of it, just write or call the number at the bottom of the screen or get on the website and just call me and we'll send that to you. But we're trying to say to you, I am saying to you, I'm not trying to say it, I am saying it, that God has plans that are for your good and not your harm. Let's go on and finish our scripture here in Ephesians. We're in Ephesians 2, and we're going to back up to 8 and go through 10. For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. Through your faith. Through your faith. Through your confidence in God. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. See, even our salvation doesn't come from us. Yes, we decide to receive it, and we do receive it when we do decide. But it, even the ability to decide it comes from God, the drawing of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift. Salvation is a gift, and the ability to make that decision is a gift. Not because of works, not the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any man should boast. It is not the result of what anyone can possibly do, so no one can pride himself in it or take glory to himself. For we are God's own handiwork. Honey, God made you. God created you before you were in your mother's womb. Let that take the pressures of life off of you. He created you the way He wanted you, in His image. He created you and equipped you with everything you would ever need to live throughout this life and enjoy it. For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. When you received the Lord, you were recreated, born anew. That means you became one with the God Almighty of this universe, that we may do those good works which predestined planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. God prepared a good life for you before you were born. When you received Christ as your Savior, you came in to the recreated body of Christ. And there you were reborn, made new in God's... You became one with the God Creator. You became one with Father God. It's not even possible to understand this in the natural mind. But in the supernatural spirit, you can grasp limited amounts of this. And I want you today, I want you to contact me. I want you to contact the ministry. I want you to call me to pray with you. I want to continue to teach you, not just in the programs, but through the mail. I want to contact you and teach you every week by email, by internet, by website. I want to teach you that God loves you so much, and He has such great plans for you. And there isn't anything that God can't handle for you. There isn't anything that God can't take out of your life for you. There isn't any illness, there isn't any disease, there isn't any despair, there isn't any frustration. God has plans to bless you. He has plans to bless you so you can be a blessing. And just because He loves you, He wants you blessed, just like a parent loves their own child. I love you with all my heart and all my strength. God said that to me. And He said, I want you to love me, and I know that you do. I know that I love Christ, and He knows that you love Him. I'll see you later.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus is Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
I'm so blessed to have been with you today and to be able to speak the Word of God to you and love you and show you the love of God for you. And I'm so blessed to be able to pray with you now. And if you've been watching this program and you want to receive Jesus in your heart, then pray this prayer with me. And those of you who just want to recommit your life, or you have things that you want God to meet in your life, then pray this prayer along with us as well. Father, I thank you. Just speak out loud with me. Father, I thank you that you love me with all your strength. I thank you, Lord, that you have sent your Son to save me. I thank you, Father, that you provided in your plan salvation for me throughout eternity, to spend forever with you, Father. I thank you, Lord, I praise you, that you want me to come into your kingdom and that I have that privilege. So right now, Father, I receive you, Lord. I receive you, and Lord, I recommit my life to you. I commit my life to you and recommit my life to you in such a way, Father, that you can bring about the plans that you have. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that I have the honor to stand up and be a glory to you and to be a blessing to those around me and to walk in your goodness, Father, to walk in all that you have planned for me the rest of my life, in goodness, in joy, in peace, in the glory of you, Father, in the honor of you. Amen and amen. I want you to pay attention to the bottom of the screen. Call in the ministry, ask for prayer, ask for me. I'm in the office when I'm not out doing television and other programs, and I'm there available to pray with you. So just ask for Rose, and if you want the magazine, you want the Clear Vision magazine, it's right here on the screen and in front of me. You can get that. You can get your confession sheets, 50 scriptures to help you through every day, give you encouragement, lift you up. Get your mind transformed by the Word of God and changed. Get your life changed by God. Or just call in to say you love us. We need to hear that too. And if you want to sow a seed to support the ministry, feel free to do that. God's going to honor it. He honors every seed we sow. He honors every good thing that He has planned for us. And God loves you with all His strength. I love you with all my strength. And I know that you love the Lord. And God knows that you love Him. So right now, in the name of Jesus, as we end this program today, give us a call and let me know how you're doing. Let me know how your family's doing. Let me know how everything's going in your life, because God watches over His Word and He performs it. And I'm expecting that in your life, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
It's a little book with a big message. Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love will teach you to use the power of your tongue with God's Word and watch your life stay in overflow. To order your free copy along with our newsletter, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961.